Well, the evidence on how the creative arts help students to flourish at school, frankly, would fill your nearest public hall. It really would, from floor to ceiling. Because school-based arts participation can increase learners' confidence, their motivation, it improves school attendance rates, it improves academic outcomes, and it certainly boosts the well-being and life skills of children and young people. And when you hear of the benefits it offers, it certainly makes you appreciate if you have kids or grandkids at school with access to art teachers and the like, then, gosh, you don't need me to tell you how important that is. But sadly, not every school has the means to resource their curricula with an ongoing presence. But there are initiatives to expose students to the arts. So let's meet two such teachers. Isaac G and Elise Kleiner are from The Song Room. They're local Tasmanian musicians and they've been kind enough to come in. Hello to you both.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Just to unpack a little bit about both of you, if I may. Elise, you know, Tasmanian born, and did you grow up in a musical household?
I have lived in Tassie for 6 years, so I think
it'll
take a few generations before I can say that. I'm Tasmanian. I was lucky to grow up in a household that supported my musical learning and creativity, and I had a piano at home, which was famously tuned about a quarter semitone lower than concert pitch. And I ended up actually developing perfect pitch, and my perfect pitch is slightly lower than perfect, I guess, because of that piano. So,
yeah. Are you proud of that?
It's a bit confusing sometimes, but it's also quite fun.
And yeah. Pianos, can I just say, and I will get to you, Isaac, I know, do you feel a sense of sort of poignancy when you see that these days people just don't have pianos? I know that there was a time when nearly everyone had a piano, but now you kind of, people almost can't give them away. Does that sadden you, or does it make you think they'll bounce back, there'll be a time?
Oh, so much. And we also have a piano now in our Tasmanian home that is also a quarter semitone lower by chance with keys falling off, but it's really important that it's such a fantastic first instrument to really get a sense of everything with music. Yeah.
So you play keyboards, play piano. Any other instruments that you've picked up?
I am a flautist now. I sort of just play piano if I have to. But, I play flute in Tasmania with a few different bands. I play with Monts Matsumoto and his sort of bluegrass fusion ensemble. And I have just started playing with a new Hobart-based Brazilian group called Berimbau.
Oh, nice.
And I'm classically trained, so I sort of play everything on the one instrument.
Yes, but also with the backdrop of the semitone, slightly adjusted piano. Isaac, how about you? Are you a kind of like, dare I say, a ring-in like Elise, or do your roots go way back here in Tassie?
I'm from the northwest coast of Tassie originally. Grew up in Ulverston, so always a Tasmanian, but last about decade, a bit more down in Hobart. Yeah, moved down to go to the conservatorium and study music.
And so what are your instruments of choice?
My home turf is the bass. So I'm a bass guitarist, double bass player, play a little bit of things like guitar and drums and stuff on the side, but that's my core.
Well, between the two of you, I could certainly see a duo. So tell us about The Song Room and then how it led to you sort of kind of embedding yourselves in the Jeeveston and Glen Huon communities, Elise.
Great. So The Song Room is a national organisation, and I have been working with The Song Room in various different programs in Victoria and Tasmania for almost the last decade, actually. And we were really lucky enough for them to pick Southern Tasmania as one of the pilot projects for the Transformational Learning Through Creativity program, shortened to TLC. And so that's a multi-year art form initiative to transform students, teachers and the school culture through impactful education impactful engagement in arts education. So it's a three-year program, and we're sadly getting to the end of our 3 years, and we have been at Glen Huon Primary School and Jeeveston Primary School working with the students and the teachers and the staff to embed arts education into the school culture.
I hear the sense of that bittersweet acknowledgement that you're coming to the end of a three-year project. Are you funded through Commonwealth funding, state funding?
As far as I understand, it's a bit of a magical mix by the fairies behind the desk at the HQ of the Songroom. But I know that they do seek federal funding when there is federal funding available for these programs, and often match it with philanthropic funding and connect that funding to the schools and the programs.
Well, just personally, because it's very dear to my heart, I really hope that they can find the means to sort of extend beyond, because it breaks my heart to think that you just get this chance to pilot something that I'm sure is having a massive repercussion in the classroom. Isaac, were you nervous sort of walking into a primary school south of Hobart where you possibly didn't know too many people or know how classrooms work?
Not suggesting that
you haven't had your own classroom experience, hasten to add.
Initially, yeah, because my background, though I'm a music therapist and I've worked with kids and worked in group programs, never specifically in a classroom setting. But the schools and the teachers have been so welcoming and so ready to embrace arts learning in the classrooms, which has been fantastic, especially because part of the aims of this program, because there was always going to be an end to the program, is that it's sort of sustainable and it's moving forward, and hopefully we can upskill the teachers to do stuff in our absence. The fact that they were able to embrace us and kind of bring us in and participate, and it's just been fantastic.
I am happy to hear that, because we know that our teachers are doing absolutely extraordinary hours. With their classes, they obviously want to do the best by their students, for their students. They could be forgiven for going, what do I have to do something else as well on top of this? So Elise, I'm assuming you're going to agree with Isaac that you didn't meet any resistance, but you didn't have to convince them either?
Well, it is true that the teachers are so burdened with so much expectation in the classroom and for all their reporting and all that I think one of the magical things about this particular program was the longevity. So we had 3 years to develop relationships, and we saw the students, you know, go up in classes.
Yeah.
And that's different. I've been involved in other programs that are sort of 6 months long. You kind of go into a school, do a project and leave. And this one has been really wonderful. And Isaac walks into school and he knows every single child's name and every teacher's name and every staff member's name. And they all look at him with joy and glee. And it's such a wonderful sort of thing that the teachers and the students can see how the program has really enhanced the lives of the children and the learning over the 3 years. Yeah.
Isaac, that comment from Elise made me absolutely beam. Tell me that Elise has the same effect.
Yes, yeah, she does, especially coming in with the flute in the quiver over the back. So many kids just light up when they see it and want to hear it, play it in the classroom. And you get bombarded with hugs.
Yes.
Every time. So that's a really sweet thing. Yeah.
So the Jeeveson and the Glen Huon primary schools, I presume they go like kindergarten to year six. Is that so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Jeeveson at the moment has no year sixes. It's a very tiny little school. So about 40 kids all up.
Yep.
So kinder to grade five this year. Yeah.
Kinder to grade five. And Glen Huon, how many students there?
I'm guessing here, but probably about 120. It's sort of a...
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a metropolis, doesn't it? Yeah. compared to Glen Huon. Yeah, do have a little grab from, I think, the Jeeveston Primary School. Should we take a listen, or do you want to provide some more context, Isaac?
I hope this is it's one of the, or the other. I guess we'll know when we hear it. But
it's Marnie and Tom.
Okay, so these are from Glen Huon.
Oh, I beg their pardon. They're from Glen Huon.
Yeah, sorry, I might have mislabeled that when I sent it through. But they basically, we were lucky enough for the Songroom to fund a big community engagement program where we were able to get a local producer from down in the valley, Jethro Pickett, to come into the schools with all his setup and record a song that was written for the school. So it's their own school song. The song was written by a local musician, Luella Jury, who has, you know, long connections with the school, and kind of went in and did a bunch of brainstorming with the grade fives and sixes in 2020 and wrote this beautiful song for them. And as things tend to happen, you perform it at the end of the year and then it kind of falls by the wayside, and we wanted to kind of resurrect that and bring it and make it part of the school culture going forward. So having this song project was a really special opportunity to do that. So this is just a snippet of Tom and Marnie talking about what they think about the song.
think the song is about belonging and how the school has changed through past years.
So, like, just like Marnie said, I really think she's right with we have changed in past years. Because used to be just a, you know, little school. We've progressed a lot and we are learning to know each other, be friendly, and yeah, we are very kind.
Who doesn't want their kids to go to that school? I tell you. So you just mentioned the names of locals, or professional musicians or people who have a connection to the music industry. It sounds like, Elise, it didn't take much to convince them to kind of get on board and help.
No, everyone's enjoyed this, the process. It's been so fantastic for the students to see a project from conception to the final result. They actually, we've just had the CDs printed and the students don't have them yet. We're going to give them out this week, so they're very fresh.
Oh, you can literally say hot off the press. That cliche, but it's so true in this instance. We are going to play, we've got both the Glen Huon and the Jeeveston school songs to play. I will probably play, if I get time before we break for weather, I'll play one and then I'll play the second one after weather. But if we're still talking, then I'm just going to keep talking to you. We'll go to the weather and play the two songs afterwards. So if you're listening from Jeeveston or Glen Huon, they will, believe me, they will get a spin. I'm interested to know, because you've had this unusual but sort of durational time to the point now where, you know, you just rock up and the kids are throwing themselves at you and that's the best thing ever. So what are you seeing changing in terms of the vibe of the school, the culture of the school, and certainly within a classroom? What are you observing and can put down to the fact that they've had exposure to the pilot program TLC, Transformational Learning Through Creativity?
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about the fact that when we were first coming in, we were bringing in sort of little established activities and showing them how they can kind of adapt them and make them part of their classroom. And in this last year, we've seen teachers coming up with their own. I'm basically a fly on the wall in some of these sessions and getting to watch the teachers create their own little musical unit to put across. And so, for example, one of the teachers at Glen Huon recently came up with a way to study pitch by getting the kids to create little stringed instruments with a bridge and explore the tension of the string. So it was this creative STEM project, basically, that was built into a musical project. And that was fantastic. That was totally her baby, and I just kind of got to see that unfold. And we've got other teachers leading a songwriting project, and another teacher who is confident this week and is going to take over a bucket drumming session, so I'm just going to sit and watch and let her do it, which is it's great. That's the kind of thing I really love to see. And as well, we've had great opportunities to do public performances at like the Franklin Folk Club and the Jeeveston Feast and the Council and Huon Show. And initially it was me and Elise reaching out to community groups to get opportunities for the kids to perform. But this year, the community groups have been reaching out to the school.
Ah, so tremendous.
We get to leave and go on knowing that people are going to keep coming back to the school and asking, hey, have you got anything to perform at our local event, you know, which is really special.
Don't you think that's a win-win, Elise?
Yeah. Yeah, we've also seen and sort of heard many stories from the teachers about particular special moments that came from the arts sessions, particularly students that have really found their confidence and found a way to shine in a setting in the school that they just haven't, you know, they've been very shy and very reserved, and there's this immense pride in the teachers actually when they see their students, you know, doing solos on the bucket drums and really embracing that, and they just, yeah, it's so wonderful to see and to watch.
Well, the TLC just seems the kind of the most perfect acronym, Transformational Learning Through Creativity. It's a pilot project from the Songroom, which has a national reach, but we've been lucky enough for the pilot initiative to be focused on two schools south of Hobart at Glen Huon and at Jeeveston.